We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% righteousness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
Okay, more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
The people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
800-585-1051.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Caesar.
Hey, what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Hey, Caesar.
I meant to use an anonymous name. Hey, everybody.
Too late.
Oh, my goodness.
Charlamagne.
Peace, peace.
What's up, bro?
Do you want to change your name now?
Yeah, man. I just didn't get off my chest real quick. I'm sorry for cutting you off, because I don't like when Charlamagne and Envy do that to you. but, yeah, let me get off my chest. I don't like when people be trying to take, excuse me, I don't like when other people be trying to take other people back and still hold like a grudge against it, you know? Like, for example, if a dude cheats on a girl, and he, like, I forgive you, I take you back, but, like, months, weeks, years down the road, you still, like, throwing it back in my face? That's like, come on now.
So this just happens.
What are you doing?
This just happened to you, Caesar?
But this is like some long ago type stuff, you know? But I'm talking about, like, even nowadays, you know, like, I see my partners go through it, vice versa. I see females go through it with guys. It's like, hey, don't take them back if you're not going to 100% forgive them, you know?
Well, I would say this. Sometimes things trigger you, you know? So you might have forgiven somebody, but that doesn't mean that you completely forget it. And so there might be certain times when you fall back into some old habits. It takes a long time to build up that trust. So it's an effort on both people's parts, though. I do agree you can't just keep on beating somebody up after you said let's work on it. But every now and then, you know, you don't intend for it to happen, but you get a little mad.
You're right. We are human. We all get trying to, you know, live our best lives out here. I feel you.
Well, thank you, bro. Good luck, man. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Ron from Cincinnati.
Ron, what's up, man? You want to holler at Sharla?
Yeah, hey, first of all, man, I just want to give you your roses now, you know, for the work that you do, man, with mental health. Like, I mean, you do a great job, man, with not just the awareness piece, but also, you know, trying to implement a way for people to really, you know, to heal and to deal with their mental health, right?
Thank you, King.
Man, it's all good. I sent some T-shirts to you guys, too, man. So I created some depression T-shirts and said that I make up look good. You guys get it?
No,
you make what look good?
I make up look good. So that's what the T-shirts say. They're depression T-shirts, right?
Okay.
You know, for people, man, that are struggling, you know, depression and different, you know, different areas, right? And basically it's saying that, listen, you don't see what's going on inside because, like, you know, with a lot of mental health issues, it's not like a cold when you see the symptoms. You know what I'm saying? So people don't see the symptoms of PTSD and other issues. So basically, you know, what I tell people here in Cincinnati is, man, listen, go get your hair done, get your nails done, guys. Go get your, you know, your beard shaved and put your outfit on and make up look good.
All right, bro. Okay.
Yes, sir. Right,
well, thank you, man. You have a good day, man. Have a good morning.
All right, bro.
All righty, man. Hello, who's this?
This is Timpy.
Hey, good morning, mama. Get it off your chest.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Good morning, y'all. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Later on, my mom's going to come get me. We can go, you know, to the spa and stuff.
That is really nice. I like that. A spa day with your mama.
Yeah, enjoy your day, mama.
Thank you. I have a question for Charlamagne, though.
Yes, ma'am.
Charlamagne, I've been buying all these books, right, because you recommended them. But only book I don't have is yours. Is there any way I can get it for a birthday gift?
Which one you? I got you. Which one you want?
Say both.
The first one. I'm gonna start with the first one.
You want Black Privilege? All right, I got
yes,
you.
Sir.
I'm gonna put you on hold and get your address.
Oh my God! Thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed one.
All yes, right,
happy birthday.
Hold on one second.
Thank you again.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad
or blessed. Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Teresa. I'm calling from Washington Heights. I'm a teacher.
Good morning, Teresa.
I wanted to just shout out all the women that I work with, all the teachers. You know, we all work really hard. We all got master's degrees, and we're working hard to educate the kids. And I want to just shout you all out.
One of the most important jobs that we have here. So we appreciate you. Shout out to all the women at what school you said?
PS 48 in Washington Heights.
You know, for a little while I taught in Washington Heights. I wanted to be a teacher.
Oh, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And
one of the most important jobs, and y'all don't get paid like it. My mom's a school teacher. She's been a school teacher for 30 plus years. The most I think she said she ever made was $30,000 a year.
And you know, with all our education, if we weren't anything else, we'd be making a lot of money. But we do it for the kids.
Yeah, and not just education, the fact that we trust y'all with our churn.
All right.
For hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Well, we love you and we appreciate you. PS 48 in Washington Heights.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Blessed, black, and highly favored, brother. How are you?
All right, brother. My name is Narville Starworth. I live in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
I started a foundation for man domestic violence. We had a situation with my daughter, so I'm blessing all women. I'm trying to spread the word. The name of the foundation is A_Chiante Foundation, C-H-I-A-N-T-E Foundation. And I'm just trying to spread the word, trying to spread the love to help and save other women around. So okay. That's all I'm doing, fight man for women. I'm a minority man, a feminine man of 26 years, and I'm just trying to help women.
I respect it. Why you call yourself a minority man?
Well, I just don't, I don't know. I mean,
are you black?
I'm a black man. Yes, I am.
Well, say you black. What you mean minority man? What kind of minority man? Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Yes, I'm a 53-year-old black man fighting for women in the rights. Yes, sir. That's what I'm doing.
Well, salute to you, brother.
We love that, and we love to hear it. So your charity is helping women who have experienced domestic violence, and it's too high of a proportion of women that have had that experience. So we appreciate and applaud the work that you're doing, and we need more men to care about that, too. Always.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Kirvin out of Houston.
What up, brother?
What's going on? Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, DJ Envy.
Morning, brother.
Good morning, Charlemagne the God.
Peace, King. How you doing, black man?
I'm doing all right. I'm coming to celebrate my beautiful black queen.
All right, shout her out. What's her name?
I want to celebrate Isis Keller. I'm right here out of Houston, Texas, my beautiful black queen. You know, we're going to celebrate 10 years in July. And I just want to celebrate her and thank her for making me the happiest man alive.
Yes, I love to hear it. The happiest man alive. Okay.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
The legendary comedian Earthquake. Welcome, brother.
Well, thank you. It's an honor, man. I've been looking forward to this day for a long time to be on this show, man. And it's an honor, a privilege to be here.
How you feeling this morning, brother?
I'm blessed, man, to be quite honest with you. I'm very blessed, man, and things are good. Things are good.
You look like it. The money look right.
Well, you know, it finally got through a 30-year overnight sensation. Right. You know what I'm saying? 30 years. Right. So took this while for everybody else to see what I've been doing for 30 years, but it came through.
How have you stayed so relevant in these 30 years? Most comedians, well, a lot of people don't have a long career, but your career keeps going and you keep reinventing yourself.
Well, the truth of the matter is, you know, when you have a talent such as mine, persistence, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you're dealing with a thing that's subjective, you know, what's funny to one person not be funny to the other. And then on top of that, to be honest with you, when you cater to our people, I'm not a mainstream comedian such as, like, I lived here in New York. I didn't do the clubs that here. I always did, like, our clubs, the nightclubs, where I have our people at entertaining them. And it takes a longer time to get to that point. And to be quite honest with you, the 30 years, none of the people who my consumers and people see on TV shows or networks to give me the necessary breaks to what it was needed.
Well, that's changed now.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and
yeah.
Oh,
man, it's in there. It's sweet over here now. I ain't lying to you, Charlamagne. It's lit.
You got the sitcom coming?
Yes, I got the sitcom. I got, I'm doing my tour, my first tour that actually is mine with one of y'all friends here.
Donnell
Rollins. We're doing 20 city tours on that. I did my first lead in the movie with Donnell. So, we did that together, and
life is good.
Oh yeah, hey. Man, getting a lot of texts. Hey, big head.
You know, I saw Dave Chappelle performing in Atlanta over the weekend, and one of the things he was talking about was your special, and he was saying this is the first time I'm producing a special that I'm not in. So what was that like for you guys to even come together to decide to do that?
Well, you know, I've been known Dave for over 25 to 30 years. I mean, I own my own club in Atlanta, and we booked him. And I seen how much money we was paying them. I'm like, what the hell is this month? So,
how long ago was this?
Ooh, this was 93, 94.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just see, Dave has always been the LeBron James of our profession, baby Jesus. He always had it. Mm-hmm. The mainstream ever, you know, loved him to death, you know. And so when we booked him, I'm like, who is this kid we paying all this money to? So I went to pick him up. And we started kicking, and then when he stepped on stage and I heard his first joke, I said, I see why they pay him that kind of money.
This is interesting, though, because a lot of people say they didn't feel like Dave came up through the black circuit back in the day.
Well, he didn't, but my club was more or less, I put comedians on that was comedians on, though it was an urban club. It was white. It was, I took comedians that was funny and introduced all type of comedians to our crowd and the rest of it. And he didn't do many black clubs, but he did mines. You know what I mean? So it was a blessing on that part.
Yeah, it wasn't until like the Chappelle show when black people got on.
Exactly. And no fault to him. Like I said, it's two different ways to get it. Most of the ones that really get it like Dave come through the main clubs, you know, and people such as me and the Bruce, the Andes, the rest of them that cater to our people. Take us a little longer to get known. And for the other side. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whichever way you want to get it down.
The other misconception is that comedians are broke because they don't see y'all.
Right.
But y'all in these clubs every weekend. One of the strangest things to me recently is watching, you know, Kanye fans go at DL and they're like, you irrelevant, you broke. I'm like, DL probably richer than all of y'all. I know he is.
Yes. I mean, all you got to do is do the math. Club hosts 350 people. Mm-hmm. Charge $40. You ask for 90% of the door, and you do 8 shows.
A weekend.
So, you know what I mean? I was pulling $3 million in a year, you know, and didn't even nobody know who I was other than the people that knew who I was.
Yeah.
So I had already exceeded my expectation for my life. You understand what I'm saying?
Does the IRS know about that number?
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, okay. They know.
Yeah, they know that.
Yeah, well, no, they knew before. They came in when my ex-wife snitched on me. She said, he does not pay his taxes. I was like, oh, Lord. Yeah, man, first day of trial. I want to put something on the record. He pay your taxes.
Damn.
Oh man, I was with her for 3 years. It took 9 years to get a divorce. I could have killed her and been out on probation by now. This is ridiculous. I said, this is ridiculous. But that was the first day of trial. She turned me in. Best thing ever happened, made me turn myself in.
I
had to actually go and say, okay, this is what it was.
No, you go and you get you a tax lawyer and say, listen here, man.
You got, how much did you have to pay?
I owed close to $4 million.
Woo!
So, but no, everybody against Trump. But when Trump passed that tax bill and they gave that forgiveness,
I got forgave.
I ran down there with that check. And here you go. I ain't gonna tell you how much it was, but it was nowhere near $4 million.
Thank God.
Oh, man. I'm just telling you, I was sitting there, here you go. It was the first day. It took me like 15 years between me and Uncle Sam. With his molesting self, because he play with you anytime he want to. It's ridiculous. And this year, when I'm paying the tax, I didn't even understand. I said, I couldn't have made this much money during a pandemic. Now, like, yeah, you did. I'm like, damn. Mm-hmm. Boy. So, yeah, it was
handling
hard.
Handling business.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, the more you make, the more they take.
All right, we got more with Earthquake. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with comedian Earthquake. His special, Legendary, is on Netflix right now. Now, we got to ask you, what were your thoughts on the Will Smith, Chris Rock slap?
Are you scared to go on stage now?
No.
Do you have any trauma, Earthquake?
No.
You sure?
I'm perfectly personally speaking, I feel sorry for Will because, you know, he's being beaten, abused by Jada. That's what happens when a man is in love with a woman that doesn't love him. And he's doing everything to try to make sure that, try to win her love. And I've been there before. You have to make a decision. Either accept it for the love she's getting in and just accept that and or just leave it alone. But you will never, ever win her over because you can't make a heart feel what it don't, and she don't. And her actions that night showed it. And I feel for him. And I guess he feel that. Huh?
What you mean the actions that night?
I mean, even if he felt that he disrespected her, she knows her man. And she saw he was about to go up here. A woman that loved you will stop you. And then, you know, we do radio. We know the rules of FCC. He was at the Oscars, and Will doesn't even cuss, and he's out here using profanity on a live broadcast. He know Hollywood. He knows the rules. She didn't try to stop him on there on two occasions. And then lastly, man, she has yet to release the statement to say, hey, man, my man is a good man. He lost his cool.
It's not indicative of who he is. He got over three decades of good work towards the people. He never had that. He lost his cool and nothing. No. She left a statement that I'm in to, I can't quote her, but it's a time of healing. I'm here.
Yeah, healing.
What the hell? The healing season.
I wonder though, I like the fact they haven't released a statement other than to just hold themselves accountable. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They didn't do Red Table Talk.
He hasn't deflected at all. Like, that's
well,
rare.
Well, I mean, she hasn't. She protecting
she
your
do
man.
Nothing.
Well, she should protect her man. The reason what he did was in protecting her. Mm-hmm. And your woman will come out and vouch for you that that's not you. That is not him. It's just a natural, in my humble opinion, a natural reaction for a woman who sees the significance of what he did and what it's going to cost him if he was doing it for you.
They probably decided not to say anything until they probably release a joint statement together or an interview together, something like that.
Yeah, but this at some point, man, you can't look was politically correct. You got the circle of wagons and say, this is my man. This is what I care about. He's not like this. He lost it that day. He's human, and please don't let this night, you know, define who he is as a person.
Like, how do we know they not? Maybe, like I said, maybe they just sitting back like, you know what? We'll speak when we're ready. Like, why do they have to speak now? Like, what's the point? Who they doing that for?
You're doing it for your husband. Because your husband is taking it to the face right now. He's losing projects. They're holding up on projects. He has made an egregious error on things that he is patting his whole life to not see. I remember when Will was taking shots for not being a rapper who cussed.
That's right.
And who was looked as corny and the rest of it. And he dealt with all that without being Hammer and going with Bump to the Bumps and changing this. he didn't succumb to the pressure on the outside. This is Will. Get jiggy with it. Parents don't understand cussing on national television at the Oscars. The place that he felt that he was going to be the trophy for the best actor. I mean, he came from a rapper to a movie star to a television star and then got recognized as his highest level.
Yeah. Yeah, not justifying what he did, because what he did was wrong, but clearly that shows you something was wrong.
Yeah.
Something was off.
Listen, man, we all seen them dudes that you better not say nothing to their woman. Their woman can't even hold them back when he gone. He jealous over his woman. It's McMahon. I used to say this all the time. I say, man, that woman, I take pictures with women all the time, man. And you could look at the dudes that you could just see. He'll kill everybody in here for her. And I disown him. I'm like, listen, I'm just hugging her right now. Because I don't have enough bullets to stop you to keep you from coming, because I see the love in your eyes. You will kill everybody in here for her. So let me put my hand down while you click that picture with me. You see him. She knows him. She known for my man. There's women out here known for my man. My man will kill you over me. I have to control him.
Well, the main thing I think for me is Chris Rock also. You know, because I think it's a shame that he was up there. He was like kind of flustered after that. And I felt like nobody protected Chris Rock when that happened, because they were able to sit back in the seat and just watch the rest of the show, go out and party. But that has to be devastating for that to happen. His kids seeing it, family seeing it. You know,
of course,
that is the main thing. Like, now what happens? That should never have been okay.
Yeah.
Let the show go on.
Well, Will knew who he could slap, where he could slap. You can also, in my humble opinion, he knew who was running the production. He knew it was Will Packard and certain people he felt that he can get away with. You knew that when he assaulted Chris and then turned his back and walked off. There's no one else. Everybody know Chris is not that kind. We call him Switzerland because Chris don't want no problems, man.
Earthquake, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor, man. Been wanting to be on your show for a long time, not as a colleague, but as an artist, because y'all, you know, you mean a lot to people's career. Because
you
could
have been up here.
Yeah, you could have came up here.
I was waiting for the invitation, and it's been an honor, man. And tickets on sale right now for the Legendary Tour featuring Donnell Rollins, starring Earthquake. And please, and it's an honor and a privilege to be up here with you, brothers and sisters. Angela. Right.
Thank you.
Well, it's Earthquake. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Take control of a safer home with Kidde's new smoke and carbon monoxide alarm with smart features. A smart alarm that provides continuous 10-year detection of smoke and carbon monoxide and real-time notifications through Kidde Home Safe and the Kidde app. Shop now exclusively at the Home Depot.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about a gentleman that called earlier, had an incident with his dad at a club. Let's listen.
We just celebrated my daddy's 50th birthday this Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So me and my boy took him out to the club and you know, we drunk. We get a few drinks in and man. And my homeboy ended up tapping me hard. I'm thinking something finna jump off. He like, look over there. My daddy in there. Tonguing man down, man.
What?
I'm in disbelief because I'm like, ain't no way. This is my daddy. How, you know, the next morning, man, I know he know I see him doing it because he ain't said nothing the whole morning.
Hmm.
So I'm like, damn, man. So, but basically, him and my mom been married.
Wow.
Down there 25 years. I don't want to go and blow it up. Like, what I'm supposed to do, man?
So we're asking 800-585-1051, what would you do? All right. Now, we got our resident family on the line. Trav, what up, Trav?
Hey, Yeri, what's up?
Trav!
So, what's up, Yee? What's
hey,
up,
boo. Trav?
So, there's only one solution I have, yo. Basically, the mama and the son got to jump the daddy, yo.
What are you talking about, Trav?
The mama and the son got to jump the daddy because he was cheating.
Let me ask you a question, Trav. Did Nate and his mama jump Cal?
You say, Mom? I'm on the phone with the breakfast. Oh, my mama right here. Mom, what would you do, Mom? If I came home and told you, I'm on the phone with the breakfast.
Hi.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, Mama Trav.
Hey, Ma.
Hi, how you doing?
What would you do if I came home and told you I was in the club with Dad and he was tonguing down a whole other man?
To another man?
She would say, that's where you get it from, boy. That's where you get it from, boy. You just like your daddy. I knew that already.
How would you feel about that?
How would I feel about that?
Yeah.
He'd be gone.
He'd be gone, she said.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I definitely think that at the end of the day, it's still cheating.
All right.
So that's
who said it's not?
Thank you, Trav.
Who said it's not cheating?
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, this is Darren.
Darren, good morning. What you doing if that situation happened to you, Darren?
Yeah, I'm snitching. I'm telling Ma, Dad gotta go. Because now it's about her safety. That can't go down. Gotta protect Ma.
All right, thank you so much. Hello, who's this?
The Jungle Jim.
Jungle Jim.
You got it, brother.
All right, Jungle.
How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
So what should this gentleman do, bro?
I think the gentleman shouldn't call into the radio, first of all, to be talking about something like that. That's really personal. And I also think that y'all shouldn't promote that stuff on the radio.
Promote what stuff?
It's real life. This is something that happened.
Infidelity? I agree. We shouldn't promote infidelity on the radio.
I've been listening to Charlamagne Tha God, and you know what I'm saying? He's been speaking on gay stuff a lot, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's
know
facts.
What that does, man? That plants seeds, bro.
What?
You know what I'm saying? And if you're familiar how the world works.
I thought we was talking about infidelity.
Man, you talking about I thought you were talking about the daddy that was going to the club with the son that was being gay or something like that, right?
You think discussing things about people who are gay plant seeds?
I do.
The bigger issue in this situation is that the daddy's cheating on the mama, sir. That's the bigger issue.
Mama with a man, though, right?
That's the second issue to me.
It's okay, real life. That's
the situation.
That really happened, though. That really wasn't made up. It really happened. A gentleman called. And, I mean, we don't know if his name. We don't know where he's from.
But you also know there's gay people in this world for real. Should we ignore gay people?
No, we shouldn't ignore the problem. That's what we shouldn't ignore.
What's the problem?
Oh, what's the problem?
Because, I mean,
cheating is the problem.
No, cheating ain't never been a problem, man. You know that.
Cheating is not a problem? Okay, you're just all backwards.
You
Let me explain.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me.
Nick, go, Nick.
Okay, cheating. Charlamagne, God, let me get your position, man, please.
Whoa.
All right.
Let me have your position, because I will really speak about something that needs to be spoke about, and I know y'all probably wouldn't want me to speak about it. You know, so.
Go ahead. What you got to say?
Cheating, okay, let me say about the cheating situation, okay? Cheating was something that was brought upon you. Now, if you did something that brought back on you from karma, then it comes back around to you.
So it's your fault if you get cheated on.
Can I ask you a question? How would you feel if your mom, how would you feel if your girl cheated on you?
I wouldn't feel no kind of way because it must have been something I did in order to make her go do that.
Is that called victim blaming when someone gets cheated on? You're saying it's their own fault that they got cheated on.
So you would stay with her?
Exactly is, and that's not playing the victim. That's not playing the victim.
What?
But you'd stay with her if she cheated on you.
That's being aware of something that you've done. What you got to understand for every action.
I respect that. No, he's absolutely right. But would you stay with your woman if she cheated on you?
Would you stay with her? Yeah, I stay with her.
I have.
I stay with her.
Okay, just asking.
Okay, so if you cheat on your girl, that's her fault.
If I cheated on my
girl. That's not what he said, G.
It must have been something that she did in her previous relationship.
Right, so it's her fault.
She did to somebody. Have you ever had a situation to where a girl, where you meet a person cheating and you end up losing them the same way?
What?
Have you ever had that happen before? I know you heard a friend.
I understand what you're saying, but I totally understand what you're saying, brother. I totally get what you're saying.
So when you go into relationships like that, okay, you think that you got away with something that you might have been cheating on the man in the last relationship. You feel what I'm saying? And now in this relationship.
Yes, I totally get it.
Everybody doesn't cheat. Sometimes people get cheated on and they haven't ever cheated.
No, that's not the case. But see, you got to understand the way the world works. You can't be ignorant about how the world works, man.
You're saying it goes both ways. So let's say your girl cheated on you. It's because of something that you were lacking or something that you did that you weren't giving her.
No, it's something that I did previously that came back on me.
All right.
Let me ask you this question. Do you understand what karma is?
Yes, but I don't believe karma is cause and effect. I believe karma is created through actions.
It's created through actions. You're positively correct. That is correct. It is made through action. So for every action, there's a reaction. Is that correct? Can we agree with that?
Equal or opposite. I agree with that.
Okay, now what we're speaking on is karma right now, young man. You see what I'm saying?
No.
So now it don't matter what time.
Hold on. I'm going to give you Charlamagne's number. Hold on.
Man, stop saying that. But no, I see what he's saying. What he's saying makes perfect sense. Like, he's not putting the blame on anybody. He's just saying that, you know, if he got cheated on in a previous relationship, it's probably because he cheated on somebody in a relationship previously.
Y'all do know he started the conversation with that you're pushing the narrative of gators. You know, that's what he started with.
Well, I ignore that. I don't give that any energy.
No, okay. All right, well, what's the moral of the story? I forgot what we were talking about, by the way.
The moral of the story is cheating is wrong. And everybody should be allowed to live their truth. And if you're in a situation where you're not able to live your truth, then maybe you need to get up out of that situation and stop having everybody live a lie with you.
This is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy had to step out, but we got two very special guests, Miss Joyanne Reed and Tiffany Cross are here. Good morning.
Morning.
Happy Friday.
How y'all feeling?
Excellent. Glad to be here, brother.
Happy to see y'all.
Always good to see you.
You have The Culture is Black Women, comes on Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on MSNBC, streaming on Peacock TV. What is that about?
Well, the title says it all.
Yes.
As you know, even though black women represent such a small sect of society, where we go, everybody else will follow. And so we drive so much about the culture. And so this whole concept kind of came to be because Joy and I went on vacation with our group of friends, our common friends.
Yep.
So it was me, Angela Rye, Jamel Hill, mm-hmm. Carrie Champion. I always leave out people. Brittany Packnett Cunningham, Aaron Haynes.
Sunny.
Sunny Hostin, exactly.
Yeah. Our Latasha Brown.
Latasha Brown, Can't Stop, Won't Stop, Latasha. And we just had the most amazing time. We really did. And we sat around and luxuriated and loved on each other and talked and shared. And from that, when we came back and posted pictures, so many people were like, oh, what organization is this? And how do I sign up to go on the next trip? And it was like, oh, this is just our girls, our little girl trip. And we thought, how can we expand this conversation? How can we invite more women to this table? And so Joy and I came up with this concept of inviting women in a way that would be on television, a digital presence, so people can feel they were part of the conversation. So we knew we wanted to do this, but I really didn't know how it was going to look.
Mm.
And that's where the amazing Miss Joy came in mm-hmm. and had our own vision for it.
Well, so basically when Tiffany came back and told me the idea, I was like, you know, the perfect way to do this is to kind of recapture the energy that we had in Cabo and said, let's do a dinner. I was like, we'll throw a dinner. We'll have people who come from all different walks of life, people who are in sports, people who are in sportscasters, people who are actresses, politicians. We'll just put them all together, military, and everybody will be at the table. And then we figured if we're going to do it in New York, you got to do it in Harlem, of course, because that's the base.
Minton's.
And listen, I
love it there.
Isn't it great? Yeah. I took my husband there for a birthday dinner years ago, and I just love the fact that it's got that speakeasy vibe. Mm-hmm. It's got that Harlem Renaissance vibe. It's like, it's the perfect place
and
to do something
food.
Like this.
Yes.
And the food is great. Well, see, we did cheat a little bit because I'm friends with Melba Wilson.
Okay, yeah.
So we invaded Minton's. We literally brought Melba's into Minton's, so it was like a merger. So we had the Minton's vibe, and we had the little jazz vibe, but we had the food from Miss Melba.
Oh, that's beautiful.
How important is that sisterhood that y'all talking about? Like all of y'all being together, loving on each other. How important is that?
It got us through the pandemic. I mean, it really started as, right, this was like our pandemic support group because, you know, we're all in media. We all take a lot of the same hits. We all have a lot of the same haters. Mm-hmm. But we knew each other. And I think for all of us, we knew each other in different ways for different lengths of time. Like each of us had different kinds of relationships. Some of us, you know, I had booked some of these ladies on my show, but I didn't know them all that well personally. I've known Tiffany. I've known Angela for a really long time, but I didn't know some people. Some people I was fascinated with. I was like, I really want to know Latasha Brown more, but I just knew her as a guest. And so it was, we had gotten together because we were like talking our way through the pandemic and through all the stresses of just being Black women in this business. Mm. And so we were kind of supporting each other as a text group. Yeah. And then it was Tiffany's, I think it was your idea. Where you were like, we need to make this a vacation. We need to all go somewhere together. Like, and that's how it,
but
and
look,
we turned
would
it real.
Would you say that, Angela and Jamel?
They
put it together.
They put it together. But I just want to add the importance about sisterhood too, because you know, there are images of Black women in media where they're not supportive of each other and it's not a sisterhood. And that's just not been our experience. Yeah. And I always tell particularly younger Black women, root for everybody. Root for everybody, mm-hmm. Black, but root for everybody, because you never know where life is going to take you. And when you, you know, get into situations, you want everybody around you to do something dope. I want everybody around me to be at the top of their craft, because if I get into some sugar honey iced tea, I want to look to my left and my right, and everybody around me is in a position where they can hire me if they need to, or they can save me if they need to. And when you are bickering and, you know, involved in that, you know, petty stuff, or if you think there's only room for one, or you have sharp elbows, you're really hurting and damaging yourself.
Yeah,
but also never, just be a good person.
It never feels good to feel like you're all alone.
Right.
And you know what else is important? I was thinking about even here at iHeart, right, having our executive vice president of programming, Thea Mitchin, as a Black woman to be here, because I never had somebody that could really go to bat for you in the workspace like that, right? And at MSNBC, you guys also have Rashida Jones.
Yeah.
And
Rashida,
she's the first Black woman to head a news outlet like MSNBC. So how has that been and that experience? Yeah. Has that changed things for you? Did it make it easier to get certain things done?
Oh, for this, it made it easy, because when we walked in to do the pitch, she got it immediately. Like, we didn't have to explain it. It didn't take like an hour to pitch this. She really understood it organically because she's living it too. And of course, for her, that's a lonely space as well. I mean, there are, MSNBC actually does a little bit better than most, that there are Black executives, there are Black women executives. I've worked for a Black woman most of the time that I've worked at MSNBC, even before Rashida. One of her, you know, great colleagues and mentors was my boss.
Right.
So I think she had had some of the experience of having that support. But when, you know, Tiffany, you know, wrote the original pitch, I have to give Tiffany all the credit for it. We walked in there and originally we were trying to say it was going to be called Sis. And she was like, and so, you know, when women come in and we're like, Black women say Sis, she goes, no, I don't, I got
that. You don't need to explain that to me.
I understand.
Now, so this also is a series though, right? So the first one is Black women, but then you guys are also focusing on Latina women.
Yep.
AAPI and Indigenous women. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. And this was like, the idea is that, you know, Black women, I think, shape the culture in such a profound way. But in each of these other groups, they also have their own cultural identity that have shaped the country in their own way. And so we wanted them to have their own table. And the idea, and this is really, I'm giving Tiffany so much credit here, because she really is the, you know, she's the originator of this plan and the person who really birthed it. I was like the godmother. You know,
well, she brought all the creativity. So it really was, I mean, it was a marriage in many ways. Yeah. Joy is married, but she was a marriage between us in many ways, because, you know, we had a vision for how we wanted this to look. And when Black women gather, it's different than when Latinas gather.
Yeah.
It's different when Indigenous women gather, different when AAPI women gather. And so, you know, my whole career, I have always had the Fred Hampton approach, you know, like, let's build coalitions, let's reach across the aisle. And when I organize in these communities, I respect it enough to know that I'm a guest of this culture. I'm not a member of it. Like, you all deserve your space to have that conversation. And we really wanted other women who really are the keepers of the culture to have their own space to have this conversation. And like with so many other things, when Black women create something, all these movements are modeled after what we create.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when we created this, I knew that we would want to bring other people to have their own, to convene their own table. So that was important.
I know Black women are the mother of civilization, but do we always have to be the mothers to everybody else? Remember when Kara, right? From Essence?
Caroline Wonga.
She said something that I thought was so real. She was like, inclusive in diversity in corporate America always means everybody else. We can't just say just Black. Why can't it ever just be just Black?
Yeah.
No, you're right. And I think in this country, the challenge is that the original sin of this country was against the indigenous people and then against the other indigenous people on this earth, and that is Black people, right? We were the indigenous people in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
They brought us here because, you know, we could survive the trials of slavery. And most of what's been done that's been wrong in this country has been done wrong to us first. We've been the ones experimented on to be, and literally, figuratively, and literally. And so it's hard because when you try to do then, as you said, diversity programs and issues, it gets expanded beyond us pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, unfortunately, in this country, it's easier to sell the idea of saving people that are not Black, right? Of sort of doing programs that will help anybody but Black. In order to even get our civil rights, you know, our civil rights programs done, we had to make sure that they're economic, that they benefited, you know, poor white people and Black. You had to marry us together. There is just an allergy to Blackness in this country that is a problem. And I don't know how you get past it. But I think when we as people who are oppressed people, you know, it doesn't help us to exclude other oppressed people. It helps us to include them because it makes our army bigger.
Yeah.
We'll be back right here on the World's Most Dangerous Morning Show, The Breakfast Club. Yes, it's the World's Most Dangerous Morning Show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy, and right now we kicking it with Miss Joyann Reid and Tiffany Cross.
I also know on the first episode, on this episode in particular, The Culture is Black Women, you have a sit down with Vice President Kamala Harris.
Yes.
So we would try to get our hands on the screen ahead of time, but you guys had it all locked up and we couldn't get our hands on it.
Yeah.
But do you feel like for her as the vice president, she's gotten treated way worse than any other vice president in our history?
100%. Absolutely. I mean, look, they've always said vice president job isn't worth a bucket of spit. Like that was the theme of it. It's a tough job. You mostly do funerals and you do the jobs the president doesn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
They give you the portfolio they don't want. Right. That's usually what the job is. But I think for Kamala Harris, she's had like the triple problem of being a woman, and so people not being willing to respect her the way they would respect a male vice president, of being Black, which we already know that what that carries with it is the anti-Blackness comes, you know, with the package, and then also being vice president at a time that is really, really difficult, where her portfolio, think about what's on her plate, what they've given her and what she's accepted. Voting rights, which is dead on arrival in Congress. Immigration, which she's the daughter of an immigrant. They sent her down to be the one to be like, do not come. They sent her down to give that message. And she had police reform, also dead on arrival.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like she has the toughest portfolio in that administration. And so she takes the most hits, but she also doesn't get her flowers for things that she's working on. Things like, you know, funding for HBCUs. She was ahead in that, but they didn't push her out there to let her own that. Why not have her take the applause for the things that she's doing well? You know, everything around her is the stuff that isn't working. And so she's taking a lot of the blame for things that are really the fault of bad legislating, fault of a Senate that will not legislate, where you have two Democrats who won't help. And so, you know, the fact that Democrats refuse to fully use their power in the Senate, that's not her fault. She's the head of the Senate, but she can't make them vote. She can't make Joe Manchin behave. So I think she's getting more hits than she deserves and not the credit that she deserves.
That's why I wish she would call him out, because, you know, when you don't call him out, it looks like everybody's complicit. When you don't call out a Manchin, when you don't call out a cinema, they think that everybody's, you know, complicit.
That's true.
I think you have a good point there, Charlamagne, because, you know, in politics, it does feel like sometimes that people in the Democratic Party are operating from a playbook pre-2016. Because Donald Trump came in and, you know, ripped that up. You know,
right.
He was like, this is the new game. And so when you have people operating with a modicum of dignity, and I know, you know, our forever float is Michelle Obama said, when they go low, you go high.
Yeah.
That ain't my ministry. You know, I'm like, let's get in these streets and throw some hands if that's what it's going to be. And I think you have to run campaigns that inspire people. And when people don't connect with you on that level, Joy and I talk about this all the time. Madam Vice President, and you know this, Charlene, she black, okay?
Yes.
She went to Howard, she AK, and when she talks to you,
yep.
It is, I mean, she sounds
she's so
like
regular.
Me. She's so regular
she
and
really
approachable,
is.
And I just, it's unfortunate that more people don't see that. And there's also just the dumbing down of the American electorate. You know, people don't understand civics, they don't understand politics, they don't understand how things work. And, you know, when people are occupying or employing, I should say, hashtag activism and thinking they've done something and have all the criticism for everybody else, all the people who are like, well, if I was alive during the civil rights movement, well, guess what? Whatever you're doing right now, that's what you would have done during the civil rights movement.
Without Twitter, though, there's no hashtag.
Right.
That's the only
exactly.
thing.
And what I try to tell people, because I have even my kids, you know, I'm an old bitch at this point. You know, my kids are grown. They're in their 20s. They all vote. I make them vote. And I literally am like, do you want that cell phone bill? Because you're still on my plan, so you need to vote. So I really push them. But I mean, even they will say to me, why? What's the point? Mm-hmm. What are we getting? And I always try to remind people, if you really think about what did Trump actually do? Like, okay, we know what he said. I'm going to build the wall. Maxwell's going to pay for it. There is no wall.
Yeah,
okay, he didn't
platinum,
do that.
That quote, platinum,
the platinum plan.
People really thought
where's your platinum?
Was something that was going to give us $100 million, but
Hello?
It wasn't nothing like
no.
that in there.
All, I mean, his one big accomplishment during his presidency, during his 4 years, he did one thing. He passed the biggest tax cut that rich people ever got in the history of this country. That tax cut went like 80% to 400 people. You know, the 400 richest people in this country were bathing in that money. And if you think about what we really got, anybody else below that really got, it really wasn't much. Mm-hmm. But people, they perceived him to have done a lot.
Because
yeah.
the marketing, yeah,
right.
and the PR to make
you
believe.
And they didn't really do anything.
And the stimmies with putting his name on them.
Right.
That's
exactly.
just marketing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing is, I've seen a lot of, I'm curious your thoughts. I'm taking over your show. You ask the questions. But I have a question for you. Because I do see a lot of black men who are older hip-hop heads
mm-hmm.
like buy into that BS. Like, I've seen them adopt conservative talking points. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's baffling to me.
And also be like, why don't we just do that?
Right.
Donald Trump did it. Why don't we use our executive
right.
power to do this?
I'm
well,
curious
because
how
people,
that
because people like gangsta. And, you know, to what Joy said earlier and what you said, like, Trump ripped up a playbook. So if you can do that for bad, why can't you do that
for good?
Yeah. Like, it's really just that simple.
Yeah. No, and Democrats don't have that in their DNA. Democrats are not. And one of my biggest criticisms of the Democratic Party is, number one, they don't know how to fight. They just don't know how to fight like a Republican. If you really want to know how to fight Republicans, you have to find an ex-Republican, and they know how to fight.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, and this is the unfortunate piece, they're not good at fighting for us.
Yeah.
They don't have the language, and they don't have the reflex of fighting for us. You know, we've had to force them. I mean, even during the Kingian era, they had to literally force the Democratic president to do it. You had to push them. It's not like they were willing to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and so they don't have that reflex. And so we have to kind of give them the language. And it feels like we're constantly pulling and begging, even though we give them our votes. And so I think that's part of the frustration, too. It doesn't feel like they're fighting. Like, you sometimes it's not just fighting, it's being seen to be fighting, it's being visible fighting. Mm-hmm. And they're not comfortable with that.
But
and
even when they do fight for us, it's like a whisper to us. You know, like, hey, black people, when
I
get in office, I
got that Juneteenth for you.
That's
do you
right.
want
right.
But everybody else,
you
up. We're going to put
you. We have a holiday.
We
are off on
the right. We are, say that. We
right.
are.
Yeah.
Like, even yesterday, Joe Biden signed an executive order for a LGBTQ hate bill.
He did.
And it's just like, you don't see what's going on with black people in this country?
But I mean, they also did sign. I mean, to give them credit, for the first time in, what, 100 and something years, there is now an anti-lynching act. That took since, you know, they started, I think in 1904, they started trying to pass
That's
an anti-lynching act. That finally passed. That's something Kamala Harris worked on as a senator. Cory Booker, the two of them were the two. It finally passed, right? And it's, and we'll give them credit. But that's actually law. So there's actually an anti-lynching bill, federal anti-lynching bill.
So it's not
bill.
Just an executive order.
No.
It's actual law.
And that's stronger than an executive order.
Right.
And another thing, too, it's like you can't even, it seems like you can't even question the Democratic Party. Like think about when y'all did the y'all demanded that he basically pick a black woman to be his VP.
Yeah.
Y'all got flack from other Democrats on
from
that.
From other black people.
From black people.
That's how deep white supremacy went. Like, other black folks, like, don't you mess up with Mr. Charlie. He been good.
We eat good. Don't talk about it. He messing us up.
And it's like, that. Like, we built this country. We put so much into this nation, and everybody else gets to ask for what they want. Gun rights activists, you know, they get to ask for what they want. The LGBTQ community get to ask for what they want. The Latino community gets to ask for what they want. Why me, the people who I descend from, the folks who built this country, why can't I demand that this country, if we say a government by the people, of the people, for the people, why can't for the people include me and people who look like me?
That's right. And demanding works, because look, but Joe Biden said he was going to do two things. He said he was going to have a black woman vice president. He was demanded of it. He did it. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm going to put a black one on the Supreme Court. He did it.
That's right.
Demanding works. Yeah. And so I think that's the other piece of it, is that we can't be passive in our democracy. We as black people need to demand some more stuff, because they do owe it to us. They really can't win elections without us. Right. Yes, we're only 12%, but we, black women in particular, are the highest percentage voting population in this country.
That's what I was going to say. Black women really do move elections.
Yes.
And I want to ask, how concerned are you about upcoming elections, seeing what's been going on around the nation right now?
I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I'm worried. I mean, I'm genuinely worried about this country, because that sense of people feeling frustrated and feeling like they're not getting enough and not, it's not worth voting, is extremely dangerous. Because if we sit back and say, you know what, I'm going to punish these Democrats, let the Republicans win, you have no idea who you're dealing with. The Republican Party has been eaten alive by genuine white supremacists. Mm-hmm. I mean, genuine ones. This movement, the Tea Party movement, was one step toward it. They've gone overboard. These are people who don't believe elections should count. They don't believe we should have the right to vote. They believe that we shouldn't have the right to make white people feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They're literally passing laws saying you can't make white people feel uncomfortable.
You can't even educate people about what really happened.
Correct.
In the country.
And so, I mean, and they're willing to punish businesses who were too nice to gay people. Like, we're at a point now where it's fascism. It's straight fascism. And if you sit back, that's how it takes over. So I'm worried that people, they've done a good job of demoralizing us, and we should not be easily demoralized. You know, we need to make sure that, look, we're not voting for change that you're going to get immediately. Republicans waited 60 years to get rid of Roe v. Wade, and they didn't give a damn. They never
got
tired.
Yeah, they play the long game.
Right? Yeah. They play the long game. They're like Al-Qaeda. They're like, if it takes 100 years to defeat your society, we're going to do it. And we'll keep voting and voting and voting until we get the craziest people in there that will give us what we want. We say, I didn't get what I wanted this election. I ain't voted again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they want.
Yeah, that's voter suppression, really.
That is.
But I also think, so I think it's two things. One, for sure, like, we have to participate in this democracy. Like, it is something for us to protect and empower. But I also think when you feel like people aren't talking to you, and you feel like there has not been a tangible change in my life overnight. You know, we have the ACA, you know, Obamacare, all that. But people want to know, you know, what, like, I've been in the hood a long time, you know, and ain't nothing changed. And when you see on television, like, I've seen so many conversations about Latino voters without a Latino voter in sight. Black voters, ain't no black voters on the panel.
Mm-hmm.
And you have all these cute little colloquialisms, you know, like NASCAR dads and soccer moms, you know, well, that don't resonate with us. Like, what about the basketball dads, or, you know, the auntie voting block, or the cousin voting block? You know what I mean?
The auntie voting block is really, you know,
that's a real thing. But isn't it something that those little nicknames for us that equally apply don't exist, and people feel like, well, where
that
am I in this conversation?
Like, be out there making sure you got the pamphlet.
They serious. And they're going to give you a hard candy when you need it. They'd be like, I got a hard candy, and you better vote.
Exactly.
You know, and I love them.
We'll be back right here on the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Yes, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy, and right now we kicking it with Miss Joyanne Reed and Tiffany Cross.
You guys will have Maria Taylor on.
Yes.
And so I want to talk about that, because I know she's going to be speaking about her departure from ESPN for the first time. I always feel like sports might be worse than hip-hop for women when it comes to working in that field as a journalist.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm so interested to hear what she has to say.
And she gave the tea.
Yeah.
She did spill the tea.
She did spill the tea. But the thing is, what Maria Taylor went through is going to be relatable to so many. Like, so many of us show up and the assumption is you didn't deserve to get here. You didn't work hard to get here.
Yeah.
When we know we work harder than most to achieve certain levels of success. And she talks about, you know, the way, not only the way that the woman who accused her of just being affirmative action hire, essentially.
You got the job because you're black.
Right. Exactly. her, but also she talks about the way her company and the colleagues, you know, treated her, which was another disappointment. Mm-hmm. I have to say again, I was watching these athletes come out there and speak on behalf of Rachel and say, you know, like, well, she always been good to me, you know? And I just couldn't imagine how that felt for Maria Taylor, because you remember what happened with Jemele Hill at the same company, and Mike was like, I ain't doing the show without Jemele. Like, everybody rallied around her, and it just broke my heart. And we didn't know Maria, but we knew Maria.
That's right.
Because she was us. And I that's really what the special is. We don't know all the black women who will be watching, but we do know you, and we understand you because we are you. And it was really generous of Maria to be so generous in spirit and share that story, because it enraged us, but also made us feel empowered to rally around her.
That's great, because a lot of women in the workplace have issues, and you might feel like you're alone. You can't speak about it. You don't want to lose your job. Then afterwards, you don't want to speak about it because you don't want to get blackballed.
Right.
And then also, sometimes you feel like nobody cares.
Yeah, absolutely. And you feel, and the thing is that we don't have enough spaces internally in corporate America, even the sort of official ones they set up. You don't necessarily feel that you're safe. You know, if you have a complaint that is uniquely about being a black woman in the space, it's like, who do you talk to? You know, so that's why, I mean, I know when I was, when I first came back to MSNBC, I was at the Griot, and we literally had our little low ceiling. They had us in the back. You know, they didn't even give us like a lot of space. We were like in the back. It was the Latino team and the black team. We used to call ourselves the Blacktino Revolution. We were back there alone. And we used to have almost everybody black that was like the one-off on their team, the one black person on this team, the one black producer on that team, the talent that was on this team. They would come and they would sit with us. We literally, they would just come and hang out with us because they're like, I just need to be around black people. Mm-hmm. I don't even need to say anything. I don't even need to talk. I just literally need to be in the presence of my people for 5 minutes just to be able to decompress from being at work. And, you know, and I, and like I said, MSNBC is a decent workplace. It's not, there's much worse places. But even in a place that's not the worst, you still need that moment because there are certain things you're going through at work that only other black people can understand.
We twist ourselves in knots to make other people comfortable. You know what I mean? I mean, you have a room full of all black people, okay? If one person walks in who's not black, the entire energy changes. We can have a conversation here today that, you know, we would all understand, but somebody who is not a member of the culture might not. You know, if I'm like, ooh, you put your foot in these greens, somebody's like, why would they put their foot in greens with feet?
Also, I don't think there's anything wrong with hiring somebody just because they're black.
I think
that's what it should be.
They do that.
You're a qualified person.
If they're qualified. I mean, because by the way,
white people that
I was just going to say,
unqualified.
Yeah, I have a problem with that, though. I mean, you shouldn't be hiring anybody who's not.
I think any executive that says, hey, we need more black people in here, fine.
Yeah. We're going to teach you.
That's right.
Right. We'll get, if you're not good, we're going to get you good. And I agree with you on that.
One of the conversations that I had with Vice President Harris, and unfortunately we weren't rolling at this time. This was afterwards. We both talked about that. Because sometimes you have to be intentional about saying, this person may not have the most experience, but they're smart.
Right.
They're capable and they can be taught. And in the same situation, somebody in the majority culture might say, you know what, this is my cousin's son. This is my friend's daughter. Let me go again and give them the job. So they're getting the job specifically because who knows them. And so if we can say, I have this position open and I really want to hire somebody black. I did that. I literally am like, I literally want, you know, our assistants are sitting out there, our APs out there. And it was really in my spirit to say, normally the people who get these assistant positions are affluent, young, and white. And some of them are brilliant. Like my previous AP, brilliant young white man. He's like, we call him the 6'3". He's like family. I love him. But I'm like, when it was time to replace him, I was like, my spirit is telling me there is a young black man out there who can do this job, who may not have the most experience, who may never have worked in news. I'm going to find this young man. I'm going to find him. And I literally was determined and found him.
He went to Howard.
He went to Howard.
My assistant went to Morehouse. Her assistant's to Alpha. My assistant's to Sigma. You know, like it's a real black
team. So they be beefing with each other.
Right. No, they don't be beefing. But I mean, they're alone. I mean, if you think about who are the APs in the company, it's a lot of Ivy League young people who are not, and I'm not saying they're not, they shouldn't be there. But it's not, there aren't a lot of...
They're not representing America.
That's right.
And that's all you have.
Right. And so we were very intentional. We both were very intentional. Back, there is a young black man who can do that job, and I'm going to find them. And I don't see anything wrong with that.
So, man, you're going to be able to hear more conversations like this Sunday at 10 p.m. on The Culture is Black Women, right?
That's right. Yes. We're very much looking forward to it. And we, I mean, look, we don't just talk politics. We talk life. We talk dating.
Hair.
We talk hair. We talk love. We talk about our brothers, you know, our black men. So it's really genuinely what happens.
It's culture.
It's culture. And absolutely, it's what happens when black women gather. And this is like you get to eavesdrop on a conversation that you wouldn't normally be invited to. So that's really the lens that we offer.
And it's a lot of fun. It's fun.
It's fun. Joy and I have watched it like twice now, and we still laugh.
I still
each
enjoy
and every time.
It. Yeah.
And I just found out though that Joy did not eat a lot because we were talking so much, and I'm like, this is why every shot of me, I'm like, tell me what you're saying about food. I'm like, eating
first of all, I had killer shapewear on. If I had tried to eat, I would have exploded. My whole outfit would have exploded.
That's the real thing.
I had two pairs of shapewear on. I'm trying to hold this belly in. That's what
sometimes
I was trying
to do. You got to pick your outfit carefully based on how much you plan to eat.
Right,
ma'am.
Right.
Ma'am, listen. I wasn't loose flowing like I am today. I was wearing something tight, so I was like, I was not gonna bite anything.
Well, it's Joyanne Reed and Tiffany Cross, The Culture is Black Women, 10 p.m. this Sunday on MSNBC. Thank you for joining us, Queens.
Thank you for having us. And it's always fun.
Make sure to watch Joy every night on the readout.
Yes, please.
And Tiffany on Saturday mornings.
Saturday mornings.
Absolutely.
We do it for The Culture every week.
Thank you.
It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela Yee here. The General Insurance is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years. Switch to The General and you could save over $500. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. UndercoverTourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.